From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Early Thursday afternoon, Humboldt County Sheriff's Office got a call for service at the Humboldt Redwood Company in Scotia. It was reported that protesters on scene had locked themselves down with devices at the entrance gate to the mill. It was further reported that they had dumped hazardous materials in the roadway leading into the mill. That roadway also drains into the Eel River. Deputies responded to the scene, and subsequently one person was arrested, 33-year-old Stanton Wood, booked into the correctional facility for trespassing, unlawful assembly, and dumping hazardous materials. Two others were cited and released from the scene. Not guilty, the plea from 40-year-old Brian John Leiteritz Jr. in the stabbing death of a man. His attorney says Leiteritz was defending himself against a home invasion-style attack set up by an ex-girlfriend. Leiteritz had received numerous threatening phone calls from the woman and had asked the sheriff's office for help, says his lawyer, with no response. The attorney said Leiteritz was at his home on Boss Road when the power was cut and someone came to the door. When he opened it, he was allegedly attacked by Dylan Liakos, whom police say Leiteritz stabbed to death. Leiteritz is being held in lieu of $1 million bail. A preliminary hearing scheduled this week for 55-year-old Jeff Sarnas was canceled because his attorney was not available. Sarnas was accused of striking a pedestrian in Fernbridge, fleeing the scene, and leaving her with a serious ankle injury from which she may never recover fully. The incident happened in November of last year. Sarnas pleaded not guilty to felony hit and run at an arraignment hearing in January. He's had his preliminary hearing delayed twice in the past 4 weeks. Well, between August 6th and August 9th, Humboldt County Sheriff's Office conducted an annual sex offender registration compliance sweep throughout the county. Representatives from the Fortuna Police Department, Arcata PD, U.S. Marshals Service, Santa Clara County Sheriff's Office, and others assisted during the operation. And during the sweep, law enforcement tried to contact registered sex offenders in Humboldt County to ensure each is in compliance with state requirements. As of yesterday, there are 472 registered sex offenders in Humboldt County. 49 of those offenders are registered as transient. During the compliance sweep, 347 registrants were determined to be in compliance. 23 were suspected of being out of compliance. 4 offenders were currently incarcerated. 1 was found to have been deceased recently. Additionally, 6 arrests were made during the operation. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.